Hey, good morning. I didn't know you were there. I leave there for a second there. Oh, hey, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile in a tactical and practical way. A little craziness on the side and get more value to your customer and have your teams work at a reasonable pace that they're not working crazy hours and having some fun as they do it, right? It's kind of things we're doing here. We're trying to do that. And full disclosure here, I want to give you a public service announcement. Do not go playing soccer after being in COVID lockdown for like a while because I totally messed up my leg last night and playing soccer with kids and just hit the wrong way. It just And I didn't stretch out, so my publics are going to play cricket, rugby, soccer, football, baseball, whatever you're going to sport, even golf. Go out and stretch for a while, stretch for a few days, because your body's not ready for it. You haven't been walking around. You're stuck in your house. Usually people walk around, get all their steps in, do all that, and keep everything limber and everything. You're sitting at your desk all day. That's why it's a good idea to get up, walk around all the time. Man, I popped that sucker. That hurt. Glad I only heard one pop. I didn't hear a lot of pops. When I heard a lot of pops, I'll tell you about my torn bicep one day. That was fun. Anyway, has nothing to do with Scrum and Agile. Just a warning though, take it easy. You know, this is but it is when you think about it, when you work out and you're always doing something, your body's ready for it. When you don't do it for a while, you get hurt. It's just like the sprints, like we're gonna do 1 month, 2 month sprints. We're gonna make them really long, and we're not gonna do retros. And we'll skip. We don't need to do sprint plan because we'll figure it out. We don't need to do demos. We don't need daily scrum because we do. We talk all the time. We don't need any of that stuff. No, we don't need that. And then they get worse at it, right? Because they've never done it. Anyway, I'm off the topic. It's not the topic I was gonna talk about today, but I just kind of went off on a tangent. But it is. It's very important to do it so that you're good at it all the time, and I just wanted to share that with you. So, two topics I want to talk about today: Scrum value of focus. I'm going to talk about focus today a little bit, and also want to talk about giving feedback. There was a couple of LinkedIn articles, and I saw a couple of things. I still got a couple of things that I have to with my people that I try to help them on the giving feedback. And I do some bad things. I've done some bad things in my life too. I'm not going to say I haven't, but I learned from those. Let's just say I did, and it's not very good. So Scrum values, focus. Why is focus? So there's a couple of Scrum values in the Scrum guide. One of them is focus. Everything about Scrum and a lot about Agile is about focusing on stuff, focusing on a goal, right? So what I wrote, because they really don't tell you about it in the guidebook. And I'll be honest with the values thing I see in some of the literature and stuff. It's good to read on every once in a while. And I would take, here's one thing I would take. Every once in a while, I'll take one of the values, do a little research on it, and apply it to your team. Just see if they're really focused or whatever the other values are as they go through. Make sure they talk about that. But I want to talk about focusing on this because we're way off focus. We're going to focus, focus, focus. And, couple things we do. We set goals so that the team is focused on that. The team versus individual goals, right? Are you individually goal-oriented or are you team goal-oriented, team-focused? And there's a big player in that. We'll talk about that. And then working together proves a feature. So if you're team-focused, you can work together better. If you're not team-focused and you're individual-focused, then you're not going to get all that stuff done and get work as a team to get those features done. Like you might say, instead of working on five different features, we're all going to pounce on one feature and get it done. And at the end of the sprint, we have something to demo that has value to the customer. So think about, right? And then, another way is alternating production support with new work. If you're team-focused versus individual-focused, that you might say, hey, we got some new dev. We want to make sure everybody's happy, as we talked about the other day. The customer is not impressed with not doing anything. So if you do all bug work all the time, they're not going to be impressed. They're not going to want to give you money. They're not going to want to hire you, to be honest with you, right? Bug work is not fancy. It's a necessary evil, but because we wrote bad code in the first place or something we didn't take into account. But, you know, having your team like, okay, this week, I'll take care of the production issues. Next week we'll swap, and then you do production issues. I'll do some of the new dev work, so we balance it out, right? So it's about being focused. There's a lot of things like Kanban helps you focus, right? With the work in progress limitations, which I apply in my Scrum, to be honest with you. I like to apply a work in progress limitations. Not that I put the numbers on it and like, oh, you're over five, you're over two, you're over. But I like to look at it, how many things people are doing at a time, and I go, you know, you're working like four things. How are you working on four things right now? Could you tell me what's going on? Do you really need to be working on four things, or is one almost done? And you kind of, what's the process here? I like to bring that to people's attention. Not that I'm calling them out. I just want them to be aware of it and somehow figure out, is that a good thing or a bad thing? But I want them to think about it, right? Because quickly we get in habits where we capture a lot of things. So it's all about focusing. So I just want to bring up that value of focus, focus-oriented, goal-oriented that we have for our teams. The last one, I'm going to make this a short episode just because it's late. It's like, it says 8:18 right now, and this is episode 302. But I tell you, my leg hurts. So giving feedback. There's lots of ways to give feedback. And I see... And we talked about trust yesterday, and this kind of leads to trust where people say, oh, it takes 6 months to get trust. Here's something that'll kill the trust right away, and I'll be honest, strictly honest with you. If you take an email, if someone does something like they don't update a diary or like, hey, you're not doing this, and they call them out in daily Scrum and say, you didn't do this, or where's this, and why is this late, and da, 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 that ain't going to build any trust. Neither is giving feedback where you say, hey, you have two stories that won't need to be updated. So you email the entire team and call out the one person who's working on those stories because they haven't updated it. That's not gaining trust, nor that's not good feedback. A good proper feedback would be, okay, I got a couple stories that are not being updated, the tasks are behind or something like that. Send an email out to the individual. Don't copy everybody and their brother. Don't make them as a showpiece for what's wrong. Don't hold them as a big flag for showing other people that this isn't done. That's not good feedback. Good feedback would be, now, and I'll give a scenario, daily Scrum. I use that a lot, but we'll do daily Scrum. So what I suggest for Scrum Masters, and I build dashboards for my teams, and I got a team I have to build a dashboard for. I haven't done it. So I build a dashboard, and it gives me a lot of information. Tells me like something hasn't been updated in 2 days, or if I have stories that don't have assignees or something like that. But depending on how the team is, some teams are pull, some teams are push, and some teams just assign things as they go. But like, let's say I go in and I see that a couple of the person's tasks haven't been updated in 2 days. We got a 2 day sprint, 2 week sprint. I'm not gonna worry about 2 days, but I do want to let them remind them. Gently, that you know what's going on, or I don't see something updating, or I don't see a story updating, right? I see no information. Okay, so then I got that in my head. I go into daily Scrum. I listen for what's going on from the people to tell me what, or tell the group, not me, tell the group what they're working on. And if I notice no one calls like a bug or a blocker during the meeting, I don't necessarily call it out. Well, are you blocked? Well, why is it taking 2 days? You know. E-rope. Hey, how are you doing? Hello. I don't call them out. What I do is I let the meeting go. And then after daily Scrum, I'll come in and say, you know, I was on the dashboard the other day, this morning, and I noticed that a couple of your stories were behind schedule, or not behind schedule, but they haven't been updated, right? There's nothing in there. And it's been like over 2 days. What's going on? What's blocking you? Now, that's one avenue. Don't bring it there. The other avenue is do this all beforehand, right? So go in like an hour or so before daily Scrum. Make sure you check it. Actually, it only takes 5 minutes. This is why I build my dashboards, that I can review the entire dashboard for my team that I'm doing in less than a minute. So within a minute, I can see all the stuff, and I can see what people are. I will email them prior to the meeting and say, hey, you know, especially because most of my teams are co-located all over the planet. And I emailed him and said, what's up? What story? Blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen an update in 2 days. Is it blocked? What's going on? And let's have that discussion. Just a gentle prodding so that when they come to Daily Scrum, they will. I said, I'll encourage them. I said, why don't you ask the team about this? I'll help you out. I'll back you out. If you need any help, I'll back you during Daily Scrum. And that's what I do. That's feedback. That's good feedback. Feedback in Daily Scrum. Why aren't you updating your stories? And you should have your stories. And this happens all the time. And if any of my Scrum Masters are watching, they're like, Greg's picking on me. No, this happens all the time with new Scrum Masters. All the time. They go, why didn't you update your stories in Jira? Why did you put it up? You know, and they don't do it that way. Though some people have, but they're like, you know, you really need to update Jira, and you really need to update Azure, and you really need to update Rally, and you really need to update your stories and tasks. And they call people out. Greg, you didn't do this. Greg, how come you're 2 days behind? How come we're just, hey, Greg, how come you said it was going to take 6 hours and it's taking you 8 hours now? Or Greg, why didn't you close this out, right? Don't do that during Daily Scrum. Don't do that during the team events. Do that either before or after. Let the person express themselves. That's how you build trust in less than 6 months. Doing what I just said verbally does not gain you trust in 6 months. Doesn't work. You may think you're pushing people along, but trust me, it makes them more resistant. They don't give a crap. It's the truth. Anyway, those are my two topics. Again, my other one is feedback. Don't copy the world, right? Don't give your feedback. Do some one-on-one stuff. You have time. If you don't have time, there's another problem. Maybe you got too many teams, too many things going on. You're not paying attention. But when you have one team and you just want to give some feedback on to people, it's fine. Now, if you give feedback to someone and they copy their brother on the response, that's their fault. That ain't your fault. Because I have had that too before. Where I gave some feedback to someone, next thing you know, they're copying their brother. And be careful on that one. If you are going to write something in email, make sure you write something that can go anywhere on the planet. Because it will. Trust me. Right? Don't write some derogatory stuff. Don't write trashing your boss. Don't do any of that. Don't blame everybody. You know, unless there's a point to it. But be careful what you say. Because they will share those emails around because they think they're helping themselves. I'm like, you're not helping. You just made yourself look like a fool. But, you know, so again, it's a couple things. Focus. One of the Scrum values that are very important for Scrum to work is focusing on the work, focusing the task on it, focusing as a team and not individuals. Okay. And then the other one, just closing out, giving feedback. Don't copy everybody when you need to get someone to do something. Meet them before the event or after the event, and don't really call them out during the event. During the event, you go, oh, do you need my help? You know, stuff like that. That's how that works. Or do you need me to schedule something or set up something for you? Or do I need to go reach out to anybody? That's what you do during Daily Scrum or during the event. All right, with that, have a happy Tuesday. I'm going to go nurse my leg up. Again, PSA, public service announcement. Do not go playing soccer when you get out of COVID. Stretch for a couple of days. Do some stretching. I've been doing the bike, but the bike doesn't do it, you know, because you take that hard shot and it just, ugh. So stretch out before you go running around like a nut. And hope you come healthy and happy. I won't have COVID issues, but I'll have knee issues. I love it. It's all my rugby days and football days back in the day coming back to haunt me. All right. Take care. Bye. Have fun. Ring the little bell. Get a notification. Don't forget Friday. We're doing our interview with Edwin. And he's going to be on. He's a new Scrum Master. Just got his PSM. Talk about his journey a little bit, where he's at. And I'm looking to set up some more people, some more interviews. So if you're interested in doing some interviews, get your name out there. Talk Scrum and Agile with somebody. We're open. Send me a text. Send me an email. Send me a LinkedIn message or something. All right? Take care. Bye. See ya. Bye.